This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
In the global tug of war over the electric vehicle future, some movement. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. Governments around the world have been trying to position their economies to benefit from a future where transportation is electric. Think manufacturing jobs and supply chains. Ford may be one small example of that shifting ground. The car company is cutting its workforce in Europe by 11% and investing more in electric vehicle manufacturing here in the U.S. For Ford, the changes are the latest in a series of cost-cutting and restructuring efforts. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has more.
Ford is cutting costs following a brutal 2022 when it posted a $2 billion loss for the year. The automaker will cut 3,800 jobs in Europe, mostly in engineering. Because electric vehicles are less complex, it expects needing fewer engineers in 3 years' time. But Ford is also investing more into electrification. It plans to build a $3.5 billion battery factory in Michigan. These batteries will use different chemistry than most EV batteries currently employ. They'll be cheaper, but they'll also have less range. Ford says they'll make EVs accessible to more people. Manufacturing batteries in Michigan will also allow Ford to take advantage of new tax incentives. The Inflation Reduction Act provides a tax credit equal to 30% of a company's investment into new factories for electric vehicle components. Ford customers will get tax credits too, at least $3,750 worth for buying EVs made in North America. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.
An investigation by the BBC has found online scammers are trying to profit from last week's earthquake in Turkey and Syria. They're using emotional content on social media to channel donations into their own bank accounts. The BBC's Hannah Gelbert has been looking at some of the posts.
On TikTok, photos and videos of the devastation are being used to ask for donations. On Twitter, links to PayPal accounts and cryptocurrency wallets are tweeted alongside emotional pictures. One shows a firefighter cradling a child with collapsed buildings in the background. But it's not real. It's been created using AI, and the software has given the firefighter six fingers. The UK's Charity Commission has warned donors to be alert, and if in doubt, search the charity register before you donate.
That's Hannah Gelbert with our editorial partners at the BBC. The Wall Street Journal is reporting President Biden is getting ready to appoint Lael Brainard, vice chair of the Federal Reserve, as head of the National Economic Council. We'll bring you more on that later this morning. Now, let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is up 0.5%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are up in the 1-0.4% range, with the Dow future up 49 points. The 10-year Treasury yield is at 3.689%.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
So, happy Valentine's Day. You cannot put a price tag on love, but heartbreak sure does have a cost. Last year, around 70,000 people reported to the Federal Trade Commission that they'd been the victim of a romance scam. Their losses totaled some $1.3 billion. And that is probably an undercount, experts say. Dina Temple-Raston is the host and executive producer of Click Here, a podcast about the world of cyber and intelligence, which just did a Valentine's Day episode on this topic. She joins us now. Good morning, Dina.
Good morning.
So, you know, we hear romance scams and we assume that means people using a fake romance to swindle somebody out of their money. But you went deeper than that. It turns out romance scammers are also using people to launder money, to launder their other cybercrime money. How does that work?
Well, scammers have really stepped up their game. They're now running multiple cons simultaneously, and they fold these romance scam victims into their other schemes. So, for example, they'll ask their victims to open bank accounts for them. And it never occurs to the victims that they're actually laundering money. And, you know, these aren't crimes that authorities turn a blind eye to, even if you were on the receiving end of a scam.
Dina, you somehow got one of these scammers to talk to you on tape. What was he like? What can you tell us about him?
Well, he wanted us to call him Tommy, and he's in Nigeria, where a lot of these scammers are. His biography, in some ways, is not what you'd expect. For one thing, he's a grad student working on a degree in politics in Nigeria, and he said he was running scams for about 6 months. A friend of his at school had put him in touch with some money men who were looking for people to run these scams. And he didn't need any experience, they said, because they would give him all he needed. They actually gave him a sort of kit, a kind of manual to get him started.
I mean, are these scammers making a lot of money?
Not really. He said he worked after his classes at school, and he made about $100 a month, which is a reasonable amount of money in Nigeria, but not as much as you would think. What ends up happening is that the money goes to money men, and they pay them a percentage of what he was able to convince people to send him. And the FTC said on average, the average victim was sending about $4,400 to these scammers. But Tommy said he was asking for much smaller amounts of money and searching for vulnerable people.
I will also try to search for people that is looking for a sugar daddy or sugar mommy online. And once I see that they are not paying, I will let them go.
This is sort of a version of the Nigerian prince just needs some money to unlock an account. And so you send them $100 and they promise to send you much more. Hmm.
Did he give you any indication of how many people he scammed in the time he was doing this?
Well, he wasn't doing this long. He was only doing this for about 6 months. He said he got into it as a way to make a little extra money to help support his family while he was in school. And it's pretty hard to find a regular job in Nigeria. He said he'd scammed about 20 people and that he never saw the money come in because it was sent to accounts that other people controlled and then they would send him a commission later. And he said he stopped doing it because it just made him feel bad. People he was cheating out of money weren't these kind of high rollers. They were ordinary people who didn't have much money either. And he said that after a while, that really weighed on his conscience.
Dina Temple-Raston hosts Click Here, a podcast about the world of cyber and intelligence. The latest episode about love scams is out now. Dina, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Our producers are James Graham, Ollie Dalbert-Hansen, Ariana Rosas, Alex Schroeder, and Erica Soderstrom. Our senior producer is Meredith Gerritsen-Morby. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.